Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. My wife basically thought that she was ordering two items for free and was not aware that what she was really doing was signing up for a membership. And so the reason we're calling is to see if she can get a refund on the membership.
Okay, and when did she place this order?
Let's see. The membership was posted on, oh, hold on. Looks like it was posted on 214.
Okay, can I have her zip code?
It's 33414.
What is your first and last name?
Her last name is Matsumura. Her first name is Kayoko.
You stated the zip code was 33414?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that first name for me?
First name is K-A-Y-O-K-O. It's a Japanese
K-A-Y-O-K-O?
Name. Yes.
Okay, spell the last name for me.
It's Matsumura, so it's M-A-T-S-U-M-U-R-A.
I'm sorry, you lost me at the M-A-T.
Okay, so it's M-A-T-S-U-M-U-R-A.
It says M as in marry you?
Mary, apple, town, Sam, universe, Mary, universe, Roger, apple.
Okay, I did locate an account for security purposes. Can you verify the address for me, please?
It's 15740 Cedar Grove Lane in Wellington, Florida.
Okay, I see we're back on the 9th. Well, she got the tracker tag and she paid the shipping handling charge of $7.45.
Let's see, I'm looking at her TJ Maxx card. Statement. That's right. Mm-hmm. 7:45.
Okay. Okay, I see where you already called in today, and you spoke with a representative by the name of Shakira. And you just stated to her that the item does not work.
Right.
And you called in about the shipping charge.
Yeah, and I'm making this call for my wife because she doesn't, her English is not great. But at the time, she told me after we hung up that her real concern was the membership. And so that's why we called back. So she wants 100% refund on the membership, because she was not aware that in ordering the device that she was actually authorizing a membership charge. She was not aware that she was joining a membership.
Okay, so when she placed that order, it did let her know online that she was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order. When she accepted the terms and conditions, it did let her know that she was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order for that free item.
Yeah, for the free item, but she wasn't aware that she wasn't aware that she was going to be charged for a membership. And so that's what she would like a refund for.
Okay, so that's what I'm stating to you. As far as that membership, when she placed that order, for that free item, that tracker tag, and when she put in to accept that shipping and handling charge, that website where she did that on, it did let her know that she was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order. And she was billed 48 hours after placing that order.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she could have canceled it, but she went through with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she, as I'm saying, she was not aware that she was joining a membership. I don't know what that particular page that came up after she placed her order for what she thought was a free good. I don't know what that said. I wasn't there with her. So let me ask this question. I understand that, you know, tier one customer support, you're working within the rules as they're laid down. Could I speak to a supervisor about this? Because my wife's first language is not English, and she, again, I don't know how exactly what that page says, but she certainly was not aware that she was incurring a membership fee, and so we'd like to talk to somebody to see if we could get a refund.
Okay, sir, give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you for holding for me. I did just speak with my supervisor about your concern. She did state to me that what I can do for you today is offer you 35% on that refund amount of that $56.95.
Well, my wife's not going to be happy with that. There's no way we could get to 100% on because she was, again, I don't know how explicit or how clear the page is that she saw. But she had no understanding that she was incurring this charge. So could she get 100% refund? That's the question.
Okay, so as far as that being 100% because it was in the fine print, I cannot go over 50%. And I'm only doing that. I'm not supposed to. But due to the fact that you're stating she's not good at, you know, her language is speaking English, I can do 50%, but I can't go over 50% on that amount.
So there's no discretion anywhere in the organization to authorize 100%.
No, sir. If she would have called when she first placed that order on the 9th, then we would have canceled it. She still could have got the product. I'm not stating that she wasn't going to get the tracker tag. She still could have got that. But if she would have called at least on the 10th, the day after, because the order would have already been shipped, and we would have canceled it out. But that's as far as I can do, and I'm doing that, but we're not able to do 100%, being that it is a valid charge.
Well, I understand if she was within the policy that things would be easy to resolve. But again, this is a case where someone didn't know what they were doing. And, you know, I'm assuming that the page was very clear about, for an English speaker, what exactly the commitment being made was. But even so, she did not understand that she was incurring a membership charge. So there's no discretion anywhere up the chain, your supervisor or your supervisor's supervisor, that we could talk to say, you know, it's just the right thing to do under the circumstance. That would be my advocacy.
Okay, well, I did do the 50. If you still want to speak with a supervisor, sir, I don't mind transferring your call.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you're trying to do for us, and I would like, and I would like to, I've got nothing to lose, so I would like to try.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you. I'm still talking. Right. I got it. Okay. Did you get an email? Do you want to be a member? Did you get an email? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, Kate, got it.
Okay, so just hold on the line for me. Someone's going to pick up and it will be a supervisor.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for calling customer support. Hold the line.
Okay, thank you. They're transferring me now.